I tell you the truth. Unless a kernel of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it remains only a single seed. But if it dies, it produces many seeds. John 12:24. Jesus paints a picture for us, showing us that to die, the old garment that covers the seed is removed, and it is then clothed in another, in a new one, and that by this it would grow and become what it was intended to be instead of remaining as the single seed it now is. It would change in many ways, and by this it would become fruitful, and from it many more seeds would come. And this was the change that would need to come upon men, who without God are covered in darkness, and they are deceived by the false hopes that are fed them, but with God they emerge out of the shadows, and like the seed they grow. Jesus came from heaven. He was divine in nature and in spirit, and he had now come to us after putting on flesh. And he walked a path before men that was bathed in light. He was the source of that light. And he had come to men to draw them out of the darkness. And for this to be accomplished now in the flesh, the Son of Man must lay down his life. And in that he will change what was to what is to be. His was the opening of a life for a man who has risen from under the covering of death and darkness. Jesus would represent a seed sprouting from out of the ground, and by his resurrection, by his becoming the first of many fruits planted by God, he would produce a family of sons and daughters who would be brought into relationship with God the Father through his Son Jesus, who was his Christ and the seed of our faith. A person's spiritual resurrection will overcome death, and in that will come an increase in faith, a faith that is never perfect, but a mixture of belief and unbelief. While we walk on the earth, this by the constant warring of the sinful nature against the nature of God that is now within us by our rebirth into the family of God. It is from God, then, who produces faith in us, that we must ask for increase in our faith, and it is by this that we grow in Christ. Man believes himself to be strong, mighty, powerful, wise, and cunning. But the truth to each of these things is that it is by God that a man rises or falls, is poor or prosperous, that he finds health or that sickness covers him. It is by the war in the heavenly realms that wins and losses are made known, and this by the testing of God and by the tempting of the evil one. The only real choice that a person has control over, the one that has the power, the true power to change their lives and their situation, and the view of the things that they put their trust in, this is made by them through the acceptance or the denial of Christ Jesus, and by the place that the Son of God has been given in their lives. By this it will be made known of them throughout creation, whether they are willing to give their lives to him or of their wanting to keep him as their enemy as they defend their own earthly kingdoms. In Revelation 21, verses 7 and 8, Jesus says, "He who overcomes will inherit all this, and I will be his God, and he will be my son." But the cowardly, the unbelieving, the vile, the murderers, the sexually immoral, those who practice magic arts, the idolaters and all liars, their place will be in the fiery lake of burning sulfur. This is the second death. And here he speaks of their sinful nature and the new heaven and the new earth. Each man will be under the curse while they are yet on the earth, and they will face daily the challenges of the curse, the rise of darkness both internally and externally. It is the external that is a reflection of the hearts, the internal of men pursuing their own goals and of being poured out by many acting out while under the influence of the evil one, and even more who lack the understanding of what their faith in the Lord should stand for. And they find not the strength to self-discipline and discern the things around them. They're still looking at the world through their own eyes and responding with their hearts, and they can't see the pain nor hear the cries of those being consumed by falsehoods and deceptions, or the harm coming to them in hearing of the false teachings of God and of his Christ. The heart is where changes take place. And when a person picks up their cross, when they are willing to suffer, They will die daily to sin in the world, and they will live a holy eternal life in Christ Jesus, not perfect yet, but blameless. It's why Jesus says the man who loves his life will lose it, while the man who hates his life in this world will keep it for eternal life. If you want to hang on to what you have in this world, you will not be willing to give it up whether it makes you happy or it makes you miserable. You won't see beyond what's in front of you, and it makes you frightened to even try to think of it, the unknown, that is. And that's where so many get distracted. They don't see how someone that they can't physically see can do the things that the Bible claims can be done. And so, having been conditioned to only believe in what they can touch or see, they miss the opportunity to have life. And what is offered to us is eternal, nothing like the temporary we now know. When a person holds too tightly to what is around them, or what they claim is theirs, they have closed the door to the words of God and placed their trust in something other than the redemption and the salvation that God has set before them through the life and the death and the resurrection of His Son. A person who walks in the world with that attitude walks in the darkness. They don't trust God at His word. They don't see the possibility of a prosperous life in walking with Jesus because they can't physically see Him. Or they're not willing to give up the things that bring death to them because they're convinced that they bring life. Warren Wiersbe writes of the seed that there can be no glory without suffering, no fruitful life without death, no victory without surrender. It is the concept of give and take. One must be willing to give, and by it, change invites and change is welcomed. By a simple step of faith, we are invited to lay down our old lives and to pick up a new one, one filled with light, with hope, and with promise, and the warning of if. If you do not obey my commands, if you do not love me above all else, if you. The scriptures are abloom with promises, but they are sprinkled with warnings, and both have within them the power of life and of death, and it is by them made known to us. And so into the world came the Son of God. He would clothe himself in flesh. He would walk among men, showing them who God was and of how in his love for mankind, the most beloved of his creation, whether in heaven or on earth, that by the troubles that had come upon man, which were of such a nature that without divine help, without a perfect sacrifice to conquer that which held men in captivity, there would be no ability within a man himself to reconcile himself back to God. And when his days on earth would draw to a close, the door would forever be shut to the possibility of that man to be with God. And so they would be eternally separated from him. And his love for them was too great to let them be taken to a place of such great darkness and eternal suffering, and the experiencing of the second death, which is not death in the sense now known to us, but forever pain and suffering with only our agony to keep us company. And so he offered to them through his only begotten Son the opportunity to come out of the darkness, to walk without fear through the valley of the shadow of death, and to come like the seed that disrobes in the darkness of the earth and pushes through the hardness of the soil, and even though whipped occasionally by the elements, it would rise up and reach towards the heavens, and nourishment coming from the soil around it and the rains and the sunshine would help it to grow. And so it is with a man who has, by God's grace, emerged from the sin in his life. By the word that God has now planted in his heart, and by the rains, the trials and troubles that come his way, he grows in the sunshine, in the sunshine that now bathes him. We, having been called to follow the way shown to us by God's Son, we would, from the day of our acceptance of Christ into our hearts, and by the knowing that we are called to suffer in our time on the earth, that by the sacrificing of our lives as He did for us, we can believe that we too will flourish and produce fruit. And it is by our proclaiming through the words of God, by our actions towards Him and His ways, and by our walking with others in their struggles, we would see through His gift of salvation that all who are in this world but not of it, in this life now eternal, would prosper and know peace and rest, while the world around us shows every indication of breaking apart and sliding into the abyss. And by this, we would be known as those spoken of in Revelation chapter 21, in whom Jesus referred to as the overcomers. Nothing we do will impact our lives like that simple act of asking Jesus into your life. May you have the strength given you today to return to the Lord if you have wandered from Him. And may the grace of the Lord cover you today. And may your heart sing of His praises. Maranatha.